Chema. So this is question answer session. I think that aspiration is not in your hand. Then what to do? Very nice. I don't know what is in our hands, but nevertheless, that's why there is something beautiful given to man, which is called prayer. Ask for aspiration. Mother, give me aspiration. So simple. Secondly, aspiration is imaged like a fire. It's actually a subtle fire if one has the vision. So, if the log of wood is dry inside, this fire can be caught at some place, some point, if we are nearby flammable objects, flammable people. At the same time, if we are in the company of those who act like putting cold water, smoke, dust on the fire, then even if little spark is coming up, it will just not develop. So the 2-3 simple methods for awakening aspiration. It's a very good question. Aspiration is not something we can say, no, you must aspire. Yes, but it doesn't come. Step one, ask the mother. For everything, ask her. Mother, I don't have faith. I want faith. Ma ne kaha ye. Ask for faith. Ask for aspiration. Second is the value of satsang. So when we are in the company of those who are aspiring, whether they tell us or they don't tell us, automatically the fire will catch. Now there are two ways of doing satsang. One is the company of human beings who are growing or who have moved on the path, who are carrying aspiration. It is not necessarily a very advisable thing, because human beings are a mixed bag. But a simple way is to read those books which carry this fire. I can give you a little example of mine. In 1984, I was posted to Bikaner. And it was the time when I was transiting from Swami Vivekananda to Sri Aurobindo. So Sri Aurobindo, I began to read The Synthesis of Yoga. And Swami Vivekananda, I was still there on the card. And suddenly, Swami Vivekananda's one sentence suddenly sparked something. The Guru is within you like a fire. Now I will take it in a different way. But for 6 months, actually I was experiencing constantly a fire inside. Sitting in the truck for our, means Air Force truck, army truck going, taking us to Nal, doing work. It was like suddenly that lit up something. Now why that particular sentence hit me? After that I dropped all this, everything that I had read other than Sri Aurobindo just got dropped. It just didn't carry any meaning. So when we read these books, Mother and Sri Aurobindo's books are living fire. So if you read it, at some point of time, when the log of woods are dry, that's important. What is meaning of log of woods? Log of woods are, wood is the nature in, you know, which is surrounding this little soul. So when it is dry, means it is ready, prepared, then the fire can be lit. And then there is another method which is described right in the Vedas. So what do the Vedas say? Vedas say that, well, you have to light up the fire. Very simple. So how to light up the fire? He says you must get this particular wood which is called arani. And then you keep, it describes in elaborate detail. If somebody doesn't get the inner sense, one will think it's just a ritual. You keep one piece of wood like this in the hand, other on top of it, and then rub them. And fire is lit. How does it happen? What is it trying to say? This lower is the human consciousness. And the higher is the divine consciousness. By whatever means, looking at her photograph, surrounding ourselves with her, going to places which are full of this energy, nowadays that's a trendy term, when we go, then at some point, when we are ready, suddenly aspiration will flame forth. Until then, ask for it, pray for it, prepare oneself for it, read, doesn't matter, no effort is wasted. It's all part of the journey. How should one deal with children and young adults? By, dekho, Jema. Young adults, I think, deal with yourself, that's good enough in life. Don't try to deal. Well, I understand the point. Adults, though, leave them. They are different category. Why do you want to deal with adults and deal with... First, deal with yourself. That's very important. I think, honestly, if one cannot deal with oneself, one cannot deal with anything in the world. So often parents and teachers come with this. This child has this problem, that child. So I ask them, what are you doing about your life? Is your life being led meaningfully? Forget about everything else. First, deal with oneself. This is number one. Then, to deal with children, mother gave a very wonderful sutra. When somebody said, it's so difficult to come down to their level and talk things. Mother said, what? You have to come up to their level. We are not realizing that children are changing and they are going to give a very tough time to the parents. When Udhar Pinto had asked mother, there is a passage in Savitri, Vision and the Boon. I saw the omnipotent flaming pioneers come crowding down the amber stairs of life. Out of the path of the morning star they came. So there is a description of these children. So Udhar Pinto said, mother is so beautiful. No, these children are coming. He said, yes, but it will be very, very difficult for parents to deal with these children. Why? Massive barrier breakers. They will carry quirks within them. Let me say very clearly, because they are all children of transition. So, one generation before, I don't know where to put myself. I am too young for Cadbury and too old for something. So, point is that there is a generation which has gone, which was built on a standard format. And if you ask people from that generation, they will say, "Hamare zamane mein, in our times, you know, we used to do like this." But these children are very different. They just don't care about anything. And there is a term which is being used, that me and my generation, Gen X, etc. Now it looks that they are very selfish, but we have to understand that they are going through a subjective phase of evolution. So subjective phase of evolution, where they are moving out from the social norm and social order which is fixed, to they want to decide about themselves, their own destiny. Now they may be wrong, they may be right, that's a different story. But in that process, they want to discover themselves, they want to know themselves, they don't use these words. So it's the subjective age of mankind. Shivinder has spoken about it. And it is a dangerous process, because when you explore yourself, what do you find first? Your vital, which you may think it is your soul. Nations are also going through the process. How did it start? Germany wanted to find its soul. It ended up finding its vital self and called it its soul. Nations also go through that process. So individuals also go through. Because first it is the vital which comes. So what we discover is the desire soul. And so you see today's children, no, I want it like this. I like it. I want to do it. That's my choice. They may be wrong, but this passage they have to go through. They have to be assisted in going through that passage to touch their deeper self. Not standardized into the, how we were. No. Carbon copies are never good. Nature doesn't like them. Nature uses it when it wants to preserve a type. But when nature wants to create a new type, it will break the old type. So this is the process we are going through. So old type, when you have to preserve, then there will be carbon copies. New type, so there will be a lot of experiments. And I see so many children, adults who are not understood because they don't follow any norm. And it can be very frustrating, I understand. So parents have to grow up, they have to become very wide, they have to look at things from very offlandish view. I am not saying they are right or wrong. It's a passage. And I have my own term which I have coined in this evolutionary journey. There are three kinds of people. One who continue to remain belonging to the past. They are secure within their comfort zone, within their way of life, way of thinking, way of feeling. That's a hopeless group, majority. There are others who have crossed over, kind of. Now they are swimming up current very clearly in the new consciousness, but they have to, very long journey they have to travel. But there are plenty who are caught this, or some who are caught in a zone of transition. They are neither here nor they are there, like the amphibian. So they are neither comfortable with that group, they nor are they fully into it. And it's a painful journey for them, and we have to assist them to go upswing toward the new creation. What parents do, they generally don't understand, want them to conform, go back to the old type, because that's what they know. It's not their fault, but they don't understand. So please be very patient with them. Love is the great healer. Just make sure that one never writes them off, condemns them, because they themselves don't understand that they are caught in an evolutionary transition. And the term that I use for it is that there will be many wipe-out generations. Evolutionary process, just like there were many abortive species. So these children will basically be nowhere. But their soul is going on. It will come back and take a leap. But one life, it may look like what kind of a thing, they have wasted their time. Because they are not doing what their parents expected, that they have studied well, doing well. They are not doing that. So apparently, if you look at them outwardly, it may seem like their life has been wasted. It's not wasted. They are like that chimpanzee who is growing towards human. So they are very they have some characteristic signs. They are uncomfortable with the world at large. They are extremely sensitive. They have a very different kind of thought, which, you know, people don't understand. They are barrier breakers. So they will start new norms, new patterns. So these children need a lot of understanding. Adults have to grow up, and very challenging and demanding. And very good. Challenges are very good. Good for the parents. So they are coming. These children are already there. Okay, next one we'll take. Parallel process. This is a question about, very interesting question. Please elaborate. Parabolic love. All kinds of love I have heard. Parabolic love, is this something new? New age lingo. But what parabolic love, I can understand what is the parabolic love would be. It probably comes from parabola. So parabola is like, you know, it goes like this and comes down like this. But this is a known thing. Vital love is like that. It goes like this, comes down like this. It goes with great intensity. But if its feelings are not met with a reciprocal response somewhere, it has two possibilities. Either it will collapse or it will evolve. These are the two possibilities. Actually, it happens in every relationship. Relationships begin with a vital charm, attraction, most relationships. You will see why is it called in marriage? There are terms like 7 year each. Why this phrase is common? Honeymoon period is over. Basically, vital with its intensity initially, that intense attraction. After some time it cannot be, because vital by its nature seeks something new. It's the nature of the vital. So beyond a point, the only two ways that it can create new. One is that you reorient your relationship because you are evolving. So there will always be something new in the relationship. Otherwise, if it is a conventional marriage, it will just remain like a, what shall I say, anda jisme se murgi nahi nikli. Means it'll just remain a typical marriage where love has passed away from the heart, but actually Savitri describes it very well. Of course, from the mouth of death. But there is a subtle truth there. Death is saying, what love you are talking of, Savitri? There is no such love. Savitri then tells him, no. Why? She says why this love is to love. But generally he says that most marriages I have seen are like two dogs tied by the same leash, and they are given dupatta. What do you call it? And you know, there is one person holding a single leash. Now they can't escape from each other. They are fighting. They are barking at each other. Then they enjoy also together, but they can't leave each other. This was the old pattern. Now things have changed. People move on. They are on a path of discovery. And it's a nice thing. Nowadays, the new trend is you are celebrating your breakup. What is it called? I've forgotten. There is a song also on this. Breakup ho gaya, something, what, I don't know. You know, there is a song like that, no? What is? Huh? Ah, no, but the song words are like this. Ah, you celebrate the breakup. Ah, why do you celebrate? You are a free man. See, I'll tell you why it is there. No, you have a point there. It's like in most, I'm not saying all, marriages, most marriages are a give and take. So there is a certain amount of mutual investment of emotions into each other. And after a certain point, you are in a situation, especially if a child is born, that you can neither withdraw the capital sum nor, and the bank, you know, is a crashing bank. The returns is the law of diminishing returns. I mean, I'm just doing plain speak. So you reach a point where you are comfortable with each other, which has its own charm. I don't deny it's an old world charm that, you know, he is smelling horrible, but it's okay. That's his nature. Yeah, it's okay. The lady says, ye toh aise hi hai. And the man also, subah subah bhootni jaise lag rahe ho. You are looking like a, because you know, you are looking like a ghost. And he is used to it now. Because see, you reach a comfort zone, whether you don't have to pretend, which is very nice. It's beautiful because you don't have to put up a show. You know each other just as you are. But it stagnates nevertheless. The other is where vital love, and I have seen this happen. They are all enjoying and it looks very fine. Where vital love suddenly takes on to a deeper psychic love. That is where you can be ready for endless discovery. And this need for an endless discovery is something which is inbuilt in the vital. So that's why in olden times, if you see, it was told that a woman never reveals all her secrets to the man. There should be always something. Nowadays they give a different kind of advice. Go get a haircut, change your look, do a makeover. It's not that. Because very soon you will, you know. So one has to connect at a deeper level. But that is very rare. That's why in most vital love, it is like once the object is over, and women suffer a lot in this process. This I must tell you. Because men connect very differently than a woman. ये पूरा एक विज्ञान का भंडार खोल दिया क्या है पूरा. Because women connect emotionally and they concede many things because they have connected emotionally, they genuinely give themselves. But for man, all these, you know, his messages, messaging, but behind it, just to get in contact with a woman, because you see, it's biology basically. It's not a very healthy thing, but that's how biology operates. You know, you'll see more doing all this, it's mating season, so it's inbuilt in the biology. And when the process is over, then just walks away. That's what is the animal hangover. That's what Mother and Aurobindo don't want. That's why in the ashram setup, when somebody said, I believe in ashram, we are not supposed to have relationship, not smile, not be friendly. He said, who told you that? Then Aurobindo says, love, affection, tenderness, they are in their nature psychic. But they are mostly based on the ego and the vital. And therefore it doesn't last. It leaves a lot of pain in the passing. We want them to be rooted on a surer basis, which is the psychic basis. That's all they are saying. And then they say it's not that, but you must understand. So parabolic love, you call it parabolic. I would call it vital love, which is what most of the love is. There is an intensity. Now after that, if you manage to enter a depth, it's wonderful. But you have to have the depth to enter the depth. Otherwise it'll just go back. So there are many aspects to it. I am holding, otherwise puri ek prem puran ho jayega. Let me not enter into all the stories of love and how it can develop. So and parabola, since we have last thing, parabola is like that. You know, you heard about the parabolic and then the trajectory. If you suddenly, if it escapes, there is something called as an escape velocity. And then it can really go beyond. So it has this capacity. It's not that anything bad about vital love, but if you remain there for long, it will frustrate you. You have to, if sometimes it can become a catapulting launching pad for going very high, then it's wonderful. But unfortunately, human beings are not capable of the energy of love. Because it needs great strength and wideness. That's what Mother has said. Especially in the lower parts. It needs great strength and wideness. You should be ready to sacrifice, to, you know, go through a lot of suffering. Regardless, not suffering when you do it in love, for the joy of love. But human beings by nature are very small, narrow vessels. And love soon degrades into jealousies, possessiveness. And very few can come out of it and get back onto track, and it's a challenging thing. Okay? I don't know whether what parabolic love actually means, but I'm presuming that's what parabolic love is about. Okay, so how to feel and be grateful to Sri Aurobindo's compassion? Beautiful answer, question. And Mother has given a one-line answer. What is the perfect way to be grateful to Sri Aurobindo? And she has said, there is no better way to express gratitude to Sri Aurobindo than to be a living example of his teaching. And this contains a whole world in itself. So I take it like this, that people often say, spread Sri Aurobindo, spread Vivekananda's teaching, spread this teaching, that teaching, Krishna consciousness movement, they will keep giving you Gita. That's not the way to spread. You should not have to say anything. But looking at you, seeing you, meeting you, interacting with you, people should ask, tumhare guru kaun hai? Hota hai na ye? What do people ask? Who are your parents who have given you this sanskar? Who is the guru whose teaching you are following? So what happens then? Then it's a gratitude towards the guru, because What is gratitude? What is the Guru Dakshina ultimately? To become what he wants you to become. That's what the Guru wants. Anything short of that is all, you know, you can give money, you can give some life, you can do some work. 100 things people can do short of this ideal. You can help in the work, that's the next. You can help in the work of the master, of Sri Aurobindo, in whatever way. But the best is to be, to strive at least, I would say to be is a very big word, to try to be a living example of his teachings. This is the way to express gratitude to Sri Aurobindo's compassion. Because his compassion is endless. Even if we do nothing, his compassion will keep on pouring. But how beautiful. See, it's like mother loves a child endlessly. But when does she feel most happy? When she sees the child blossoming, isn't it? That's the gratitude. Gratitude is a form of love. And on earth, it is the expression of the psychic. Even to feel that I should be grateful towards Sri Aurobindo is a sign that the psychic is awakened. People don't understand this compassion. So gratitude is, a mother says it's a little shade of love. That's all. And it's the material expression in this world. So best is to be a living example, then to help in that work, collaborate in the work, participate in some way, however small, in that work. That's what one can do. At least to read his teachings, because he has written so much, at least the minimum. Okay. How to understand or know whether soul's call is premature or not? And if the call is true, then how to fight the doubts and suggestions and move forward to give oneself completely to the divine? Call is call. Call is not premature or mature. Call is call. Call means now I feel this is the reason of my life. Call implies that. This is what I want to do. This is the purpose of my living. When that is there, that it's called as imperative. You cannot help it. After that, everything else fades. So this is the beginning. That is the call. Now the other part is, should be not premature or not, whether I am fit or not. It's a big thing, no? Sri Aurobindo and mother has called. Now that's a different story. Nobody is fit for the yoga if you go by the real. Sri Aurobindo himself has said. Not even the strongest person. Have no illusions about it. And any yoga, the amount of one-pointedness it requires. So if you see fitness, if you start seeing the defects, the difficulties, one will always be full of doubts. So what we have to see is the grace, and we have to keep on putting every little effort. Every little effort counts. You know the story of Kalidas is, I don't know, you know, these stories come with different names, but doesn't matter. The essence is important. So he said, I can't, I'm a fool, I'm an idiot. I can't become what I want to. I want to be great this, great that, but I cannot. How much ever I try, I cannot. Then of course he had the blessing of Ma Kali. That's how he was Kalidas. But the story goes, he wrote this in a couplet, that when you pull the bucket from the well, old time well, stone ka hota na, chabutra, stones. So there were two kinds. Later on you had the lever, pulley. But before that, there was a stone, this thing, through which the rope is going again and again. So rope and stone. But because it was repeatedly used, would go, there would be a actual groove which would form in the stone. I mean, I'm sure some of us have seen. I've seen. So the couplet goes, Hindi first, Karat Karat Abhyas ke Jadamati Hot Sujan Rasri Avat Jatte Silpar Padat Nishan. By trying, you succeed. Just as the rope can even create a dent in stone. So, even Sri Aurobindo says this very interestingly. He says, even if you have no means, still you must act. By action, the means increase. And he quotes a phrase from Latin. Solvitur ambulando. I may be not pronouncing it well. The problem is solved by solving it. You try, you walk. What happened today? We saw this, no? Supposing we gave up. We were almost on the verge of giving up. But then, after all, we don't want to be prematurely old. And seeing the enthusiasm of all our friends, so we started. Then once you begin the journey, it looked for some of us it was as if difficult. But you go. Once you are on the path, you will reach. Walk. You will reach somewhere, as they say. But if you don't walk, if you keep saying, oh, it's very difficult, then no problem can be solved. So what is important is, how much ever difficult things may be, if you keep taking one step, two steps, three steps, four steps, and don't count them, so one day you will reach. But if you keep thinking it's impossible, then obviously there is no hope. So even if a nature is full of difficulties, one will arrive if one is willing to put effort. But Sri Aurobindo's yoga, he says something very interesting. All can be done. No, that is one part. All can be done if the God touches this too. All can be done by the divine. And he says, if you open yourself, the heart and nature purified. Sri Aurobindo goes on to say, even if you have all kinds of difficulties, and then he gives example, enormous sex difficulties, one of the most difficult and challenging things in nature. Still, if you remain open, you will arrive. All can be done by the divine if I'll see. There may be 3-4 options. I'll see that. It's a very powerful letter, and it's straight away tells us about yoga. Yes, that's right. See what he writes. All can be done by the divine, the heart and nature purified, the inner consciousness awakened, the veils removed. If one gives oneself to the divine with trust and confidence. What is trust? Why faith, trust, confidence? Faith is something very like a light of the soul. Oh, I'll arrive there. Trust is that mother is there with you. She is leading you. Confidence, with mother is there, nothing is impossible. That's called confidence. Confidence in the grace. So if we give ourselves with trust and confidence, there are people who give themselves. You'll see. But they lack faith, trust and confidence. All the three. The people who will do work, even in ashram context, you will see outside, you will see. They'll do meditation, everything. I have known people. After some time, they'll say, I don't think I can do this yoga. Whereas there are others with 101 difficulties. But he said, I'll do my bit. Mother is there. She will carry me through. So trust and confidence in the grace. And even if one cannot do so fully at once, yet the more one does so, the more the inner help and guidance comes, and the contact and the experience of the divine grows within. Now comes this other part of the question. Doubt. He says, if the questioning mind becomes less active and humility and the will to surrender grow in you, this ought to be perfectly possible. No other strength and tapasya are then needed but this alone. So this is the problem of doubt and questioning mind is stems from where? Isn't it the arrogance? Look at it squarely. This lack of humility. Sometimes you have a one-line answer. People say, oh, this new creation you are saying, what is the proof? So one way is giving a full lecture. No? Why new creation, science? Another is, because Sri Aurobindo says so. Imagine the weight of this sentence. Because Sri Aurobindo says so. Now this has power in it. Why you are so sure? Because Sri Aurobindo says so. His promise stands. The world may lie, the world may deny, but Sri Aurobindo has said and assured us, that's the end of the story. This is a simple way. This comes when there is humility in nature. Humility before the divine. That whatever I may know and whatever I am capable of knowing is nothing. He has gone far beyond all these our mental quibblings. And if he says so, he says so. That's the end of the story. So questioning mind does become a hindrance. But again he's saying if it becomes less active, he knows it's not easy. So that last part is what is giving? Very simple. Giving is normally we are constantly doing ahuti, giving in life, or rather we are taking everything either for ourselves or for family or for some relatives, isn't it? We give them. They are extensions of ourselves. Let's take a very concrete example. Money. We give money for the family, we keep it for ourselves. What would giving to the divine mean? We set aside money as an offering for divine work. Now this becomes very easy to understand. So what about giving emotions? All my emotions are invested in my family members. Now those emotions have to be turned towards the divine. How? By forming a bond, a relationship. Maybe writing a diary. A love letter to the mother every day. So what is happening now? These emotions, when we are very tormented, troubled, we are looking for a shoulder to cry. Don't look for a shoulder. You don't know what will happen next. The shoulder will jerk and you will be toppled. Cry on the shoulders of the divine. Cry at the feet of the divine. He will turn the tears into pearls of strength. Say everything to the divine. So by doing this, our emotions, tameva mata, you have a need, tell the mother. Mother, I have this need. It may be outer need, it may be inner need. Don't hesitate, just tell the mother. So this way we are giving our emotions. Now there will be gradations. First I am giving to the divine. But I want something. Artharthi. But slowly if you keep giving after some time, you will say, who is this guy whom I am giving and he is giving me? Why not I give myself entirely to him? Same with the thoughts. Thoughts are being given to all kinds of things in the world, all kinds of nonsense, all kinds of, we are thinking about all kinds of useless things. Giving the thoughts to the divine means thinking about the divine. Whenever we have a little time to think, giving our work to the divine, we are working, all kinds of things we are doing. Why? Because we'll get some profit, benefit out of that. That is one big advantage, by the way, of ashram work, I must say. These two motives, ambition and money, are removed straight away. There is no promotion. And there is no money you are getting. So these two motives for which people are working, that is plank is removed. So now why will you work? Work as a seva. Seva has a great power in it, doing seva for the mother. That same thing with center, people work and ask them, what are you getting out of it? They are not getting paid for that. It's the joy of giving themselves. So in different ways we can give to the divine. Mother has said very beautifully in prayers and meditations, some give their money to the divine's wealth, some give their life, some give their work, some give their soul. There are some who give everything. Their work, life, money, soul. These are the true children of God. Others give nothing. Regardless of what they may have, not exact words, or whatever they may have, they may be very rich in the eyes of the world, they may be, but in the from the divine point of view, they are valueless ciphers. What we give to the divine is the only thing that turns into grain of gold. We know that story of Tagore, no? That alone turns into grain of gold. The joy of giving to the divine. And if that can develop in the nature, then really nothing else is needed. It is ultimate of bhakti. Hand over the destiny to the divine mother. She'll take care. But you can't fabricate and imitate it. You can't be every time getting worried, anxious and say, I've given myself to the mother. It doesn't work like that. So this is where we should give ourselves. And then we don't have to fight, Baba, what is it? And if the call is true, how to fight? Fight, don't fight. The doubts and suggestions grow in faith. If you fight with darkness, darkness increases. If you keep point out the darkness, darkness will increase. Keep growing in the light. Grow in aspiration. Grow in doubts are there, slowly they'll dwindle away. Keep growing in faith. Ask for faith. So fighting is, let them fight at the border and sort out. So grow in the light. The more we grow in the light, things will get taken care of. And I think this is the last question. Supramental kal kanubhav. I am supposing it's not about the sense of time in the supramental, because there is something called as sense of time in the supramental, but I am taking it as a supramental age. I have a feeling this question is not about supramental time vision. That's a very profound experience. In supramental time, the past, present and future coexist, and yet there is a stream of time which is running. So that's a purely experiential thing. There is a moment in which, like a flash, even though time is running, yet simultaneously the past, present and future come like a flash before you. But obviously it's not about that, because the question says supramental kal ka anubhav aur jeevan jeene ka hamare jeevan jeevan jaane ka hamare jeevan kaal mein hi paane ke liye hame kya prayas karna chahiye. So I suppose it's about the supramental age. That's what I feel. New creation. Do teen cheeze baatein samajhni chahiye. Isko maa ne bhi kaha hai aur सबने, ये मिस्टिक लिटरेचर में है कि आप जितने अधीर होगे उतना ज्यादा समय लगेगा. एक कहानी है कि वो एक व्यक्ति गया तलवार सीखने के लिए, और वहां पे जब वो गया तो मास्टर ने उसको एनरोल कर लिया. अब वो रोज सोचे कि कल से मुझे मास्टर आएंगे और तलवार हाथ में पकड़ा के ले जाएंगे ग्राउंड पर. कुछ नहीं कर रहे मास्टर, एक दिन दो दिन निराश हो रहा है. एक हफ्ते बाद मास्टर ने कहा किचन में तुम रसोईये का काम करो, रोटियां बनाओ. इसको लगा ये क्या है, फिर सोचा ये कोई परीक्षा होगी या अभी तलवार बन रही होगी मेरी, तो कुछ दिन चल बेकार तू बैठा है काम कर. तो करने लगा काम. करते करते एक महीना, दो महीना, तीन महीना, वो खिड़की से देखी ये सब लोग सीख रहे हैं तलवारबाजी. बड़ा परेशान हो कि क्या हो गया. फिर उसने कहा चलो जो है अब ये रोटियां ही बनाता हूं. मेरी डेस्टिनी है ये. एक दिन अचानक पीछे से उसको जोर से लकड़ी की तलवार जोर से कोई मारता है. इसको बड़ा गुस्सा आता है. पीछे मुड़ता देखता है मास्टर खड़े, तो गुस्सा शांत हो जाता है. सॉरी सॉरी. फिर दूसरे दिन, पांचवें दिन, आठवें दिन, अचानक कभी भी मास्टर आके जोर से तड़ी, यहां तक कि नींद में उसकी इंस्टिंक्ट बन गई थी कि जैसे ही मास्टर रखे कदम और ये उठ जाए कि अब मुझे तलवार पड़ने वाली है। जब ये अवस्था हुई तो मास्टर ने कहा कल से आ जाओ प्रैक्टिस करने के लिए। तो उससे जुड़ी ये कहानी है कि किसी ने मास्टर से कहा मैं आत्मज्ञान पाना चाहता हूं, कितने वर्ष लगेंगे? उसने कहा 10 वर्ष। 10 वर्ष? 10 वर्ष तो मुझे लगता नहीं कि मेरी आयु बची है, मैं दुगनी मेहनत करने को तैयार हूं। आई विल पुट इन डबल द एफर्ट। कहते हैं तो 20 वर्ष। मास्टर यू मस्ट बी जोकिंग, मैं पूरी मेहनत से करूंगा, कितने वर्ष लगेंगे मुझे सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन के लिए? कहते हैं 30 वर्ष। अब इस स्टोरी, ये ज़ेन स्टोरी, मानी ये बात को अपने ढंग से कही है। एक प्रेयर्स एंड मेडिटेशन में एक प्रार्थना भी है उनकी, नहीं वो शायद मिलेगी नहीं, तो वहां पर वो कहती है कि प्रेयर्स एंड मेडिटेशन की इवन द विल टू डू गुड समटाइम्स एक्ट्स लाइक एन इल विल। ये क्यों, अब इसमें क्या आ रही है? ईगो आ रही है, कब मुझे रियलाइज होगा? अरे भाई वो उनका काम है, हमारा काम थोड़ी है। हमारा काम जो उन्होंने दिया है वो हमको करना है, उनका काम वो देखेंगे। वो जब रियलाइज देना है नहीं देना है, आनंद में रहिए, टू गिव वन सेल्फ मोर एंड मोर, यही बस देखना है कि हमने कितना अपने आप को दिया है। वो देंगे, इस जीवन में देंगे, अगले जीवन में देंगे, नहीं देंगे, व्हाट डिफरेंस डज इट मैटर। भगवान को जो प्रेम करते हैं, गॉड लवर, वो ये थोड़ी पहले आप साइन करिए पक्का देंगे तो रियलाइजेशन सुप्रामेंटल का। श्री अरविंद कहते हैं कि यदि यह मोटिव है तो इसका मतलब है जो मोटिव प्रारंभ में एम्बिशन है, अचीवमेंट है, सुप्रामेंटल योगी, सुपरमैन, लेकिन योग का जो मूल है वो क्या है? टू लिव इन द डिवाइन, फॉर द डिवाइन, बाय द डिवाइन। तब वो सब कुछ आएगा, अपने समय पर आएगा। जब उनको लगेगा हम तैयार हैं तो दे देंगे, और नहीं लगेगा कि हम नहीं तैयार हैं तो कोई बात नहीं, उनके साथ चल रहे ना। इससे आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड, कोई भी सुपर माइंड, कोई भी सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन क्या भगवान के साथ चलने के आनंद से बड़ा हो सकता है क्या? लेट इट टेक 1000 ईयर्स, सेवा करने का मौका मिलेगा। और ये एक जीवन तो हम लोग मानते ही नहीं है इसमें। हाँ, आपके अंदर ये भाव होना चाहिए, ये नहीं कि कई जीवन है, इसके दो साइड होते हैं। एक होता है कि अच्छा अगले जन्म में देखेंगे, लेजी, नहीं ये नहीं, पर उसका दूसरा साइड है जो हम इस जीवन में कर पाए वो कैरी फॉरवर्ड हो रहा है। तो उस भाव से हम अपना कर्म करते रहें, और जब जो रियलाइजेशन देने का काम मनुष्य का नहीं होता है, वो एफर्ट से नहीं मिलता है, वो कोई और चीज उसमें काम करती है। मतलब एफर्ट से नहीं मिलता है, मतलब वो ये नहीं है कि आपने 2 घंटे मेडिटेशन किया तो आपको जल्दी रियलाइजेशन हो जाएगा, कोई 4 घंटे कर रहा है तो और जल्दी हो जाएगा। इट डजेंट वर्क लाइक दैट, क्योंकि भगवान तो मैथमेटिक्स से नहीं बंधे हैं, वो तो अपने हिसाब से चलते हैं, उनका अपना हिसाब है। और उसमें अंत में वो कहानी है जिसको श्री रामकृष्ण परमहंस ने भी कही है, और श्री अरविंद ने भी इसी कहानी को कोट किया है। ओरिजिनल वो श्री रामकृष्ण परमहंस की कहानी, और श्री अरविंद भी कोट करते हैं। तो वो कहते हैं कि एक योगी और एक भक्त दोनों बैठे हुए थे अपना अपना पेड़ के नीचे। भक्त भक्ति कर रहा था, योगी साधना कर रहा था, तपस्या। तो नारद मुनि जा रहे थे वहाँ से, तो उन्हें कहा अरे रे मुनिवर, आप तो हॉटलाइन है, मैसेंजर हैं, आप हरि से मिलने जा रहे हो? हाँ हाँ, कहो, पूछ के आइए ना, कितना समय लगेगा हमको, भगवान कब प्रकट होंगे, कब रियलाइजेशन होगा? कहते हैं ओके, चले गए। यूं गए यूं आए पूछ के। तो तपस्वी ने पूछा, कुछ कहा? भगवान ने कहा हाँ, कितना समय लगेगा? कहा 3 जन्म और तुम्हें लगेंगे। ओ माय गॉड, तीन जन्म और एक जन्म की तपस्या तो संभली नहीं जा रही, फिर मैं अगले जन्म में तपस्या करूंगा, इस लाइफ में मुझे अब एंजॉय करने दो, इस लाइफ का कोटा हो गया, चला गया। भक्त से पूछा, भक्त ने पूछा क्या कहा हरि ने, कहा पेड़ पे पत्ते देख रहे हो कितने हैं, कहते अनगिनत, कहा इतने जन्म लगेंगे। अब भक्त तो नाचने लगा आनंद से, हरि ने कहा मिलेंगे, हरि मिलेंगे, आश्वासन दिया इतने जन्मों बाद मिलेंगे, और वह आनंद मग्न हो गया और हरि प्रकट हो जाते हैं, अचानक प्रकट हो जाते हैं, कहते पर प्रभु आपने तो वो जो इंटेंसिटी का मोमेंट होता है वो किस समय डेवलप होता है वी डोंट नो, वो कौन सा बाहरी घटना होगी या अंदर की घटना होगी। और इसीलिए इसको उपनिषदों ने, कठोपनिषद ने बड़े इंटरेस्टिंग ढंग से कहा है, ना यमात्मा न मेधा न लभ्यो न बहुना श्रुतेना। कितना भी तुम इसके बारे में लिख लो, पढ़ लो, कितने भी इंटेलिजेंट हो, उससे नहीं मिलता ये सेल्फ। फिर कैसे मिलता है, यम वेशे व्रणुते तेन लभ्यस्तस्य आत्मा विव्रणुते तनुस्वाम। जब उसकी मर्जी होती है, आउट ऑफ इट्स ओन ग्रेस व्हेन इट चूजेस टू रिवील इटसेल्फ, इट रिवील्स इटसेल्फ। देयर इज नो आउटर लॉजिक, देयर इज एन इनर लॉजिक बाय द वे, पर वो ह्यूमन माइंड की कॉम्प्रिहेंशन के परे है कि क्यों वो उठा देते हैं एक व्यक्ति को जो अपेरेंटली बाहर से आपको ऐसा लगेगा कि ये तो कुछ भी नहीं कर रहा है, लेकिन उसको भगवान का टच मिल जाता है, रिवील कर देते हैं, सारे सीक्रेट्स खोल देते हैं। दूसरा है जो बड़ी तपस्या कर रहा है, साधना पर लंबा समय लगता है, तो ये भगवान की मौज है, उनको अपनी मौज में रहने दीजिए। हमारा काम है प्यार करना, और अच्छा प्यार करें, सुंदर प्यार करें, और दें अपने आप को, ये हमारा काम है। तो इस प्रश्न का उत्तर घुमा फिरा के मैं ये कह रहा हूं कि भगवान के पास है। इसका एक संक्षिप्त उत्तर है, भाई जब उनकी मर्जी होगी तब होगा। लेकिन इस बीच हमको जो करना है वो हमें करना चाहिए, उनकी सेवा का आनंद लूटिए, क्या है, उनसे प्रेम करने का आनंद लूटिए। स्पिरिचुअलिटी कोई कंपटीशन तो है नहीं, कोई एम्बिशन तो है नहीं, कौन पहले पहुंचा। तो एलिस इन वंडरलैंड की कहानी है, वो सारे वो पहुंचते हैं तो डोडो पूछता है कि कौन फर्स्ट कौन आया ये तो बताओ। तो कहता है ऑल हैव रन ऑल हैव कम फर्स्ट। सबका अपना समय निर्धारित है। अब इसको सावित्री की पंक्ति है ना, वेरी नाइस सावित्री, देखिए आज आ रही है। साधना कैसे चलती है, कब मिलन होता है, ये सब सावित्री में सब कुछ है। वन हु हैज शेप्ड द वर्ल्ड इज एवर इट्स लॉर्ड, आवर एरर्स आर हिज स्टेप्स अपॉन द वे। हम कह रहे हैं भूल हुई, गलती, भगवान उधर से जा रहे थे। आवर एरर्स आर हिज स्टेप्स अपॉन द वे, ही वर्क्स थ्रू द फियर्स vicissitude of our lives, he works through the hard breath of battle and toil, he works through our sins, our sorrows and our tears. Whatever the appearance we must bear, whatever our strong ills and present fate, when nothing we can see but drift and bail, a mighty guidance leads us still through all. After we have served this great divided world, God's bliss and oneness are our inborn right. A date is fixed in the calendar of the unknown, an anniversary of the Parth Sublime. वहां उनकी डायरी में लिखा हुआ है, इस दिन मिलना है अमुक अमुक उससे, आप कर लो कुछ भी, He will ensure. A date is fixed in the calendar of the unknown, an anniversary of our birth sublime. Our souls shall justify its checkered walk. all will come near, that now is not or far. तो राही रे, चलते चलते रहो, वो भगवान कहाँ मिलेंगे? हम सोच रहे हैं वो वहां पहुंच के मिलेंगे, अब भगवान तो ओमनी प्रेजेंट है, आपको लग रहा है वहां मैं पहुंचूंगा, दूर तो भगवान मिलेंगे, है ना? अगर आपके मन में ये, अब क्या होगा, अब आप सोच रहे हो वहां पहुंच के भगवान मिलेंगे, भगवान आपके साथ साथ चल रहे हैं, लेकिन आपको वहां पहुंच के मिलेंगे, वहां पहुंच के मिलेंगे। अब मान लीजिए आपने ये फॉर्मेट अपने मन से निकाल दिया, कौन जाने कहाँ किस वेश में मिल जाएंगे, आप चल रहे हैं, आप चार कदम चले और आगे, आप रोक सकते हैं उनको? नहीं रोक सकते। आप सवाल जवाब कर सकते हैं, अरे आप अभी क्यों आए, आप अभी मत आइए, ये तो नियम के विरुद्ध है, आपको तो मुझे वहां मिलना है। वो कहेंगे वहीं ले जाने में तेरे साथ आया हूं। So we should not put God, he acts as one who is free, with the freedom of the infinite. Sri Aurobindo यहां तक कहते हैं, this is God's sin against man's logic, because he acts as one who is free and infinite would. Free and infinite मतलब आप उनको किसी नियम में नहीं बांध सकते। तो इसीलिए जितने भी लोग गए हैं उन्होंने यही कहा है, भगवान को स्वयं को देते रहो और आपको पता ही नहीं चलेगा कि कब कहां कैसे मिल गए वो। आई थिंक 9:30 हो गए, समय तो बिल्कुल करेक्ट चल रहा है, हमारी गाड़ी टाइम टाइम से ही चल रही है। कोई है किसी का कोई एक लास्ट क्विक, अदरवाइज वी कैन डू इट टुमारो।